Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another really good revision history podcast with me, Mr. Hutchison. And this one marks the start of a whole new topic. I know it's been a long while since I've done one of these. Been off all summer enjoying myself, and now we're back to the nitty gritty. We're back with our noses to the grindstone, and my plan is to get a number of podcasts done now for the Edexcel history exam. I'm going to start with this one, which of course, this series, which is going to be about the American West for paper two. And then in the very near future, I'm going to move on to Medicine Through Time and Nazi Germany. But anyway, this series of podcasts is all about the American West, which is part of the paper two exam for Edexcel history. If you haven't caught my podcasts on Richard and John, the Reigns of Richard and John, you will find those on my Spotify or on my iTunes sort of channel, if you like. You'll find them there. I know not many schools do these topics, which is why I'm starting with them first, guys, because you know they're quite obscure. So anyway, they're there for you if you do that topic at your school. And if you'll find that useful. So anyway, this podcast is all about the American West. I'm going to go through the overview of the course, and then I'm going to sort of start to talk about the Great Plains, features of the Great Plains, and basically give you an introduction to what America was like as a whole at the start of the course in sort of 1830. So anyway, here we go. So this is half of your paper two, the American West. Overall, it's about 20% of your grade. The other topic that you do, you know, whether that's Elizabethan history or whether it's Richard and John, that's 20% as well. So this paper overall is worth the most. It's worth 40% compared to paper one and paper three, which are each worth 30%. But this topic, obviously one of two topics on paper two, is worth 20%. The thing to bear in mind with this course, and history teachers moan about this all the time, and you know, perhaps they've got some grounds for this, is the sheer amount of content needed, the sheer amount of history you need to know to access that 20%. And of course, that 20%, it all comes down to three questions as well, three questions that you have to answer. Now, you do get some choice on this part of the paper, particularly with the last question, question three. But still, you know, that the questions tend to be, or the questions historically over the past couple of years, have been very specific. So they've asked you about, you know, specific groups of settlers, you know, like the Mormons have been, or the Exodusters have been on papers recently. And, you know, if you don't know about those specific groups, even if you know everything else about the course, you can't access the marks. So I'm not going to lie to you guys, this is a challenging paper. It tends to be the one students worry about the most, certainly in my experience. So look, the only way to combat that is to, you know, revision little and often, whether it's podcasts, whether you're going back over your notes. You know, your class teachers will help you, I'm sure they provided you with loads of materials, you know, revision guides, textbooks, whatever it is, whatever helped you best. But really, with history, folks, there's so much content, you've just got to go over little and often. Okay, keep it ticking away, and you'll chip away, if you like, at that mountain of content that you are expected to know about. So anyway, there we go. The other challenging thing to do with this, the other challenging part of this particular paper, or this part of the paper, is the fact that questions are unique. So, you know, the 12 mark explanation question, for example, that appears on paper one, paper two with Rich and John, and or whichever topic you're doing, of course, and paper three as well. So, you know, once you get into that mindset, you know, you sort of figure out how best to tackle those questions. You know, you can confidently waltz into all three exams and you know, confidently answer those questions. You know what to do. The challenge with the with this part, paper two, in our case, American West, is that all three questions are totally unique to this particular topic. So, you know, you need to sort of think about how best to answer those questions, and they will only appear on the American West part of this paper. So that's a challenge. You know, that is a challenge. And these questions do focus on consequence and significance. So it's all about what happens as a result of the historical events, as well as knowing, you know, the historical events themselves. Okay, and that's really important, folks. You know, the amount of students, you know, are marked with, they know everything about the history, so they, you know, they want to regurgitate all that history and show their teacher how knowledgeable they are, and that's all great, guys, but unless you're sort of talking about the history in terms of what happened as a result of it, rather than just what it was, then you are missing out on some on the majority of the marks. So it's important to know the history. So say, for example, it's important to know what happened at the Battle of Little Bighorn, but it's more important to know its consequences and what happened as a result. And significance is very similar. Significance, you know, you could think about sort of longer impacts or longer term or sort of more significant or more important impacts over time, you know, but a sort of similar thing, really. You're thinking about what happens as a result of the history. So that's where you should be focusing. All right. Now, the course is broken down into different chunks. Your teacher may break it down differently, which is absolutely fine. You know, this is how I interpret the work, though. So this is the sort of individual parts, I think, or the individual chapters that you need to know about. So the first one, really, or the first story, if you like, with regards to the American West, 1830 to 1890, is the destruction of Indian culture. So you need to know about the Plains Indians, who they were, how they lived, how they survived on the plains, and how their culture was sort of wiped out step by step. How Plains Indians, how the American government treated Plains Indians in the 1830s, how they treated them in the 1890s, how eventually their culture was destroyed by America, and that includes all the conflicts as well, all the wars, all the battles, and all those things as well. So the first story is about the destruction of Indian culture. I should say as well that all these chapters are linked together, okay, which is why we have to do them all, right? The second sort of distinct chapter, I think, is settlement of the West. So at the start of our course, of course, America, the USA, is quite a new country, only been a country since 1776 in its own right, and it's really only the East Coast of America. And of course, our story is how white European settlers or Americans settled the West Coast of America and then started to fill up the middle as well. So you need to know about all the different groups that went, why they went, how they got there, which is important as well. So the actual sort of story, if you like, of how they arrived there, and of course the impact of their settlement as well, so consequence and significance. All right. Third sort of chapter as well, which is one that hasn't appeared often on the papers, so could be one for you to focus down on, is law and order. Because of course, as people settled, so white European settlers settled in the West, they kind of went, they settled quicker than government control could keep up with them. So, you know, there was no police per se. So how did the government keep control and keep law and order in those, you know, really remote parts of America where people have literally just gone out onto the plains and settled? So you need to know how that was done. The next distinct chapter, I think, is the cattle industry, which seems a bit weird, doesn't it? Because we're looking at these big themes like settlement of the West and destruction of Indian culture, and then here I am sort of saying, yeah, and, you know, don't forget about the cattle industry. So, you know, it's the history of burgers, guys, you know, and often students think that's a very weird and strange thing to focus on. But the reason for that is because it directly affects both settlement in the West and the destruction of Indian culture. So bizarrely, the cattle industry, and law and order, you know, cattle barons and the people became very powerful and corrupt, you know, and could affect the law and influence the law. So, you know, the cattle industry bizarrely drastically affects all the three sort of areas of focus that I've mentioned before. And then I split the sort of fifth area into, you know, I call them the case studies. So you need to know specific events that are examples, if you like, of events that tie into the previous four ideas: cattle industry, settlement, destruction of Indian culture. So it's things like, you know, the Johnson County War, you know, the Lincoln County War, the gunfight at the OK Corral, because all these things are linked to cattle industry. Lincoln County War, for example, cattle barons. Johnson County War, cattle barons, shows, you know, the ineffectiveness of law and order as well, you know, and you know, Johnson County War, specifically settlement as well. You know, it's got that idea of homesteaders versus cattle barons and cattlemen. And so, you know, there's a lot in there in these case studies which sort of show us or tie into the ideas that I've mentioned before, and as well as those sort of case studies I've put in there, you know, the Sioux Wars, Red Cloud, things like that, which again show or contribute to the destruction of Indian culture. So that's sort of overview of how the course breaks down. The only thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about, you know, questions and the importance of consequence and significance is, you know, in fact, the two of the three questions are literally asking you about consequence and significance. The third one is the dreaded narrative question, which, again, students worry about because it's so different, which is, you know, sort of, for want of a better expression, telling the story of whatever it's asking you. So in the past, we've had, you know, the narrative of how the Mormons came to settle Salt Lake City. So, you know, that one is more of that, telling that story, although you still need to show some explanation of importance and significance. So look, it's all about what happened and why it was important. Okay, that's what you need to focus on as we go through this course. That's what you need to keep in your head as we go through the history. So anyway, the rest of this podcast, I'm just going to sort of give you the overview and the background of America, okay, to sort of set up our story, if you like. Next podcast will go into the Plains Indians and their culture. So our course sort of starts 1830-1835, and in 1835 America looked extremely different from how it does today. All right, if you were to look at a map at it, as you're looking at it, it's just the right hand side or the east coast that was settled by white European settlers. All right, initially they were called the 13 colonies, and they were a group of colonies sort of owned, if you like, by England. Now they won their independence in 1776, July the 4th, hence Independence Day, and became a country in their own right. They became the United States of America. So by the time 1830 rolls around, you know, America has only been sort of independent and ran itself for, you know, just only about 60 years or so. Okay, so it's a relatively new country, and of course all the people that live there are not indigenous. Okay, they're not from America. They're all Europeans that piled over there searching for a new life. Many of them were sort of Puritan religious people, but they came from all over the place, you know, places like Holland and Italy and Ireland and England, you name it. Okay, and the other thing to remember here is that during our course, as time moves on, people are continuously pouring into America, New America. So that East Coast is filling up, pushing more people westwards. Okay, so that's not to say that other Europeans hadn't arrived in England in other parts. You know, think of the story of Pocahontas, which of course happens before all this. So, you know, other immigrants, other people from other countries have sort of settled other pockets of America. But as the course goes onwards, those pockets are swallowed up by America or the USA as we go along. So America spread gradually. All right, America spread gradually. You can find maps of the spread of America on Google quite easy, and it splits, you know, chunks America down and gives you the dates of when those parts became America. Some of those are sort of written into our course, like, you know, the American cessation in 1848, which is, you know, after the American-Mexican War, things like that. But yeah, it is a gradual spread. And first of all, I suppose, is the Louisiana Purchase, which is 1803, which is the middle bit where the plains are. Now, despite the fact that becomes part of America in 1838, hardly any white settlers live there, and that is because it is extremely difficult for white settlers to survive there. Now, of course, there are people there, the Plains Indians are there, and they're living there quite happily, and that's because their life is adapted to the difficult terrain, to the difficult the general difficulties of living in such a harsh environment. But the white European settlers found it extremely difficult to live there. So it's kind of a strange thing. You know, the way settlement starts is obviously that to settle the East, and that's sort of industrialized, and you've got big cities there. And then they sort of, as people start to settle, you know, and you'll know about this as we go through the story, they kind of skip the middle bit, travel all the way across the West Coast and start settling that first, you know, in places like Oregon and California, you know, and that ties into the, you know, the Oregon Trail and the Gold Rush. And the reason for that is because it's absolutely lovely there, folks. You know, there's luscious land there, it's a very nice climate, and the soil is good for growing crops. So they sort of skip the middle bit, they establish the Oregon Trail, go all the way across, and start settling in the West. Now, that does, of course, start some conflict with the Plains Indians. And as time goes on in our course, they then start to settle the middle. But the reason they skip that middle part, or the Great Plains, is because it is an extremely harsh environment. So this large, huge, desolate area in the middle is very difficult for the lifestyle that the white European settlers or the Americans had, okay? And that's because the landscape's very varied. You've got, you know, the Rocky Mountains, the snowy Rocky Mountains, you know, in the east, to desert sand dunes in California and Arizona, okay? And on the plains themselves, it was pretty much just grass as far as the eye could see. So there's very little in terms of vegetation. So there's very little in terms of trees, which, of course, if you're white European settlers, they when they settle somewhere, they build houses and farm. Well, that's very difficult to do on the plains, because what do you build houses out of? Stone or wood, you know, depending on the culture and the society you originate from. Well, there's none of that stuff. All right, there's none of that stuff. You can't build houses because there are no trees to build wood from. And that creates larger problems as well. Like, you can't make fires to keep warm because there's no wood to burn anything. Water is scarce as well, which is a big problem. There are rivers, of course, running through the plains, but in areas where there aren't any rivers, water is extremely scarce. So shelter is difficult, finding warmth is difficult, and water is scarce as well. You couple all that with the fact that the climate is difficult as well. It's extreme. The weather can be hot, it can be cold, there's tornadoes, there's droughts, there's flash flooding, there's killer hailstones. Killer hailstones are hailstones the size of sort of golf balls or tennis balls. So look, it's extreme weather, okay? It can be hot one minute, cold the next, and if you've got no shelter, you can't build any houses to shelter from that stuff. It's very dangerous, very difficult. As well as that, you've got dangerous wildlife, snakes, coyotes, mountain lions in certain areas, bears. So, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to survive there, particularly if you're a white European settler that is kind of used to building houses and farming. On the subject of farming, that's difficult as well. The ground on the plains is, or the soil on the plains is not very rich in nutrients, and it's extremely hard. Okay, white European settlers came to call it sod. It's extremely hard. It's clay-like, so it's very difficult to plant and grow crops there. So because it was difficult to live there, the white European settlers sort of skip that bit, go to the West Coast where it's lovely, and then start filling in the middle. So that's kind of the overview of settlement. Now, although I say it was difficult to live there, what I mean is it was difficult for white European settlers or Americans to live there that were used to living in a certain way. Of course, the plains was populated by the indigenous people of America, and that is, of course, the Plains Indians, whose entire lifestyle was adapted perfectly to living in those tough environment. And it's those people that we will start to talk about in the next podcast. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's been a sort of introduction for you to the course, and an introduction to the place where this story happens. So I hope you found that useful, and I hope you'll join me again for the next one. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep working hard. Bye bye.